like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if auto owners make sense for you. Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if auto owners make sense for you.
Liked it. And I think in his day he would have said, well, that's what all goaltenders should do is take the opening faceoff and then run back to the net if at all possible. No, I'm happy for him. Well-deserving. He's one of those guys that out of the limelight, but kind of the unsung hero. And be honest with you, I liked Coach Hastings' comment. There was a while there when the University of Wisconsin was known as Goaltender U, and that's the way it was. The part that disappointed me is that they had the 11 or 12 goaltenders that are here in return on the mat where the young lady sang the national anthem. And I don't know if it's just me or a whole bunch of them got older than I did. Couldn't tell who they were because of their age.
Sure.
I'm sure they would never say that about
me. No, absolutely not. Badgers and Buckeyes ready to drop the puck. Opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Badgers, Cardinal and white uniforms, the Buckeyes, scarlet and gray, and the puck deep back behind the Ohio State net, pitched to the far side wall, gathered in by Max Montez, the Heartland Arrowhead performer. And now it's through center ice, and the Buckeyes have it back in their own end. Defenseman Damian Carfagna with Scooter Bricky up the left wing. It's Montez across the line, defended by Lucius. He snaps off a shot that missed the net. Around to the near side wall, the Badgers' David Cilia there, double-teamed, able to nudge it ahead to DeSaint Fowle. Maddie throws it rink-wide to Lucius. Picks it up, carries across the red line, works to the left. He's sticked from behind, puck pop free to the slot. Lotch kept it alive. Here's Fitzgerald now. Cross ice, finds Lucius, caught up in his skates. Still trying to dig it free, and eventually it's pulled away from him by Jake Dunlop. And finally, Lucius gets off the ice after a 55-second shift.
If possession of the puck per player was a statistic, he'd win.
Here's Christian Fitzgerald, second line centerman. Big goal last night to give the Badgers some cushion in the third period. Simon Tassi picks up the loose puck low right, and the right winger fired one off the side of the net. Tyson Dick playing the left wing on this second line with William Whitelaw out with an injury. Anthony Kerr shoots one from the right wing wall on goal, and Turnus on his knees made the stop and hung on. The left-handed catching Logan Turnus from North Vancouver started his career at Connecticut, now the number one goaltender with Ohio State.
I like the second line as it is. So with Whitelaw out, William Whitelaw out, a right-handed person playing on the left wing last night. Now you have Tyson Dick, a left-hander. I think that'll give some pretty good opportunities for Christian Fitzgerald to give and go, shoot off the pass type stuff.
Owen Lindmark, third-line centerman, wins the faceoff. Vorlicki, the Badgers captain Mike Vorlicki, carried into the offensive zone. Lindmark got taken down as Vorlicki looked to pass it to the slot, and the Buckeyes dump it into the Badgers zone. Mike Vorlicki paired defensively with freshman Zach Scholes. Tyson Jugnoth, sophomore defenseman, is the extra skater tonight for Mike Hastings, Todd Kanat, Nick Oliver, and Kevin Murdoch's squad. Schultz follows up at the neutral ice area and scoops it into the offensive zone. Good hit by Lindmark to free the puck, and Schultz will dump it deep again. Now Lindmark and Horbach head to the bench for a change. In on the forecheck is freshman Quinn Finley. Two goals in his Badger debut against Augustana in the season opener. He's had only one goal in his last 14 games, number 19, Quinn Finley. Sawyer Scholl, freshman centerman on this line. Down low right to sophomore Charlie Stramel. Couldn't handle the pass, caught up in his skates, and now chopped out to center by Ohio State. And the Badgers possess again. And Ben Dexheimer hammers it in, and it almost hit the referee Colin Kronforst, who was backpedaling in the Buckeye zone. Now it's Cam Thiesing. golfs one out through neutral ice. Run down by the defenseman, Mason Klee. Cut off by Jugnov. Klee gets a shot slowly towards McClellan, who kicked it out right back to the middle of the ice, and Matt Cassidy, who followed up. But his rebound effort went off a stick and into the protected netting, stopping play. 2:38 into the opening period. The Badgers and the Buckeyes are scoreless.
Very similar to last night and the last, actually, four games that we've seen here at the dressing seven defensemen, and except for maybe Lotch and Kerr, not really done in pairs. They're just kind of rotating guys in as the necessarily the situation is.
Good breakout by the Badgers, and then DeSaint Fowles pass to David Cilia. David couldn't handle it at center ice. Able to get it into the offensive zone. Now out to the point. Kerr, nice no-look pass. Lucius, stoned by Turnus. Oh, DeSaint Fowles from the right circle found Lucius left side, in tight all alone, and Turnus with a nice stop.
He has a tendency to disappear, doesn't he, Lucius?
Oh, my gosh. And now offside called on Ohio State as they attack to our rights. Yeah, Cruz Lucius, Carolina Hurricanes fourth-round draft pick a couple of years ago. That empty netter last night, three shots on goal, and he had a golden opportunity here.
Yeah, and he was waiting. He waited for the goaltender to come across, and then he was trying to go backside where the goaltender had just come from, but covered a lot more space than I think Cruz gave him credit for.
All right, Fitzgerald out with Tassie and Dick again. Badgers win the draw. Polatichuk with Kerr. Anthony Kerr to the right wing. Fitzgerald protects the puck near the Buckeyes bench. Now he reverses course. Polatichuk to Tyson Dick. Dick had an assist last night. The transfer from UMass. He's got four helpers this season, as many as he had with a Minutemen a year ago. And now a penalty's been called on Ohio State for cross-checking as Tassie went down, and the Badgers are going to get a power play 3.5 minutes into the opening period.
Just a one-on-one play in the corner. Tassie had his back turned. Dalton Messina steps in, cross-checks him right near the hip area, actually, and he went down face forward. So Bucky will enjoy their first power play of the night and hopefully have some more success than they did last night.
Badgers last night 0 for 4, 8 minutes, 9 shots on goal. They're 1 for their last 23 during a 5-game span. They're 0-12 in the Big Ten since Matty DeSaint Fowles' last-second game winner against Michigan.
Correct.
Last month. So the Badgers, let's see what they can do. They lose the offensive zone faceoff. The Buckeyes set it all the way down. Mike Hastings said in the pregame show, simplify. Let's see if they do.
Shoot the biscuit.
Dexheimer carries into the attacking zone. Double team, try to rim it around to the right corner, and the referee got in the way. But now the Badgers have the puck, although Lucius had it knifed off his stick. DeSaint Fowles canceled out Guzzo, who couldn't clear. So the Badgers do have possession with little room. Here's Lucius now, right dot, cross ice, Cilia open, settles, didn't have time to shoot, back door right, looking for Lucius. That bouncing pass picked off by Carfagna, and he clears.
Yeah, and Cilia looks frustrated. That was a stick the tape pass, and he ended up fumbling it.
Icing
cold. Almost like you look up on a pop fly and you get too quick on it, and so I think he's really pressing to get shots on net. And I'll give credit to his line mates, especially on the power play. They're finding him wide open,
just not catching it. You're right. Yeah, you know, last night, or actually today, they stormed the basketball floor here at the Kohl Center as Wisconsin knocked off third-ranked Marquette. Greg Gard's club improved to 6-2. Really played very well from the very get-go today. And then they pulled up the court and got the ice surface ready. And when I got here at about 4:30 or so, they were still working on it. And still working on it at about 5:30, too.
They got a good laugh.
Offside on Wisconsin as Lindmark's backhand pass forced Fitzgerald to reach behind him, and the Badgers a little sloppy here on their first Kunis power play of the night.
As I was leaving the driveway to come to the game tonight, one of my elderly neighbors turned and said, "Hey, Kohl Center is a good place to be. Everybody who played there this weekend winning."
Yeah.
I went, "Yeah."
Mm-hmm. Women's basketball won here on Wednesday after men's basketball had won on Monday, and then the Badger men beat Marquette today. Oh, here's a setup by Bantle from behind the net. Cutting in low right was DeSaint Fowles. Got a stick on it, but couldn't finish. Here's Wise now. The freshman from Madison took a little bump from Lucius, dumped it in. The Badgers have the puck now, cough it up. And Wise able to stick handle out of the Wisconsin zone to the center circle and then turn and dumped it right back in.
I was waiting for you to say he wisely turns it and dumps it back in.
Well, I'll save that for you a little bit later in this one. How about that? DeSaint foul to the right wing. Badgers onside. Lucius slides it to an open Cilia. Now double team, but protects the puck. Out to the point, Dexheimer. 3 seconds left on the power play. Finley in front, redirects. Cilia stopped by Turnus. Good look by Finley. Long lead feed, Messina out of the box. Breakaway on McClellan. Gets him to move right. Kyle lifted up the blocker and stopped him on his belly. What a save by Kyle McClellan. Got deked out, but reacted and raised his right arm to make the save. Now in front, it's Holiday trying to find a teammate, Messina, but he wasn't home. Puck went to the corner to the far side. Holiday, he fires one and missed the net from a tough angle, low right, and it rolls all the way back to the Ohio State zone.
You know, there was even pressure after the turnover down below. That's what happens when you have four forwards and one defenseman out there. Nobody knows what the hell they're playing.
Good check far side by Stramel. Freed the puck for Scholl. Now Tassi out to the point. Cares long range shot on goal. Turnus with a save from his knees. Getting a little more physical here in Madison between the Badgers and Buckeyes in this series finale. We're 6.5 minutes in, and no score. And now McClellan mishandles as the puck slides all the way down towards him. A man coming in looking for the loose change. That was Caden Brown. McClellan tried to poke check it, and it came off his stick and fluttered in the air. And then he scrambled to keep it out of the net. Out to the point now, it's Klee. His shot missed the target. And now Simon Tassi turns and looks, takes a pretty good hit, heaved it out to the blue line, and Wahlberg couldn't hold it, threw it back into the zone, offside called on Ohio State. Entertaining first period, no score between the Badgers and the Buckeyes, 13:07 left in the first.
I think Kyle McClellan's got to work on his cricket skills. He used it as like a cricket bat or whatever they're called. I don't even know.
Utensil?
Thingamabob.
I'm not well-versed on cricket.
Oh, God, my family should have been there. My grandpa used to talk about it all the time, and my brother and I would just go, ee.
I heard you lived in Spy Hill, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, that's a rumor.
And the puck deflects into the bench as the Buckeyes and the Badgers will face off down in the Wisconsin zone.
I'm old enough to know that remember that both my grandparents were born in the old country, obviously, and my parents were born in the old country, and both of them were as a result of the First World War.
Oh, really?
Their parents had gone back to fight in the First World War, and my parents were born in 1918 in Bergen, Norway, and Sussex, England.
Wow. Icing again on Wisconsin. Tell us more, Ian.
My grandfather... On the parent side was a Cockney. You know what that is?
No, please tell me.
That means that he was born so he could hear the bells of London.
Oh.
If you were born in that radius,
yeah,
that's where you were born, and he talked cricket night and day.
Wow.
Enough to bore you stiff.
So you should have retained all of this.
Yes.
What happened?
I have no clue what cricket's even about to this day at 67 years old.
You've retained everything else you've ever heard, but not cricket?
Not cricket.
Puck is in the Wisconsin zone. Not much happening. It's to the right wall where Kyle McClellan is looking, and now eventually jarred free, and Tyson Dick to Harbach. And he works to the slot, pass to the left wing. Vorlicki backpedaling, couldn't catch the pass, and then ridden out by Montez. Badgers throw it out to the point. Palatichuk able to hold the zone, and then he turned to dump it deep, and it went off something and up over the glass, stopping play in a faceoff outside the Ohio State zone. 12:18 to go here in the opening period. No score. Neither team has been credited with a shot on goal, which is not true. As we look at the stat broadcast, it's 4-2 in favor of Wisconsin. The shots on the scoreboard here not registering.
Well, 36-26 now.
Now they show 36-26. That's interesting. And somebody, a numberless player, has a cross-checking penalty on the board, too. Badgers on the attack to our left. Lindmark, Bantle, Stramel's out there now. Lindmark able to work the puck free for a moment, but then skates away from it, and the Buckeyes will break out. And a pass angled near side for Matt Cassidy, stung Sam Dekhut, who got in the way on that feed from Messina. He took it off the ankle. And now back out to center. Here's Bricky. Goes D to D. Carfagna throws one in on goal, and it's gloved by Kyle McClellan, and he'll hang on. Wisconsin Badger hockey this weekend. Our title sponsor, UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you.
Like it or not, and I'm sure Coach Hastings and Coach Rolick are not real pleased, but there has been a lot of scramble-type play. There's not a lot of flow to the game right now. The intensity's been good, but the actual flow to the game has been relatively poor.
Badgers win the draw breakout. Lotches pass to Jugnoff off his skate. Tyson will chase after it, but can't reach it in time. Now the Buckeyes with some time and space. And big Teal Wahlberg, 6'5", 203-pound freshman defenseman from Stockholm. Ottawa Senators draft choice had it. Threw it ahead. Now the Badgers on the attack. Desane foul, fans off left. Looking for Lotch right in the slot. And his shot attempt was blocked by Wahlberg. And Lotch off balance fell down hard. But he's back up now. And a quick shot from the left wing by Dunlap. Kicked out by McClellan. Way out on the near side. Good play by Jugnoff behind the nets on Dunlap. Now he engages with a freshman. They're battling in front of the Wisconsin net. Long range shot that may have hit McClellan's stick and ricocheted to his left out of harm's way. Dunlap going at it with Lotch. Dunlap and Lotch still wrestling in front of the net. Little backhand shot by the defenseman. McBrayer went through the paint. Badgers struggling in their own zone. Now Silly able to stick handle through traffic. Comes ahead with it. Took a chop. Fought through it. And then fed Desane Fowl, who dumps it down in. That was very entertaining.
2-on-2 game. Yeah, 2-on-2 game in front of the net. Two forwards against the Badger defenseman, and it was violent down there.
Very entertaining to watch. And then lost track of the puck there for a little while. Now here come the Buckeyes. Desane trying to get around Kerr. No luck there. Excellent defense by Anthony Kerr, the senior defenseman. Here are the Badgers after the puck. Lead feed too far. They say icing. Finley was in a foot race with Brent Johnson, and the linesman got back and said Johnson got there before the Badgers freshman, so icing on Wisconsin. Colin Kronforst and Tony Check, the referees again tonight. Sam Schakowsky and Riley Bowles are the linesmen.
To rewind, I thought that went off Ohio State stick on that pass, but must have been mistaken.
Face off in the Wisconsin zone, won by the Buckeyes. Out of the point they go. It's Carfagna, pitch and catch on the left wing with Caden Brown. Brown now with the puck back to the net. He's trying to reach it between his legs. Got knocked down. Puck hopped to the near side. Scholes can't clear. Near steal by Brown. Now it's nudged out to center. Taken back by the Buckeyes, who fire it right back down in. After it is Anthony Kerr. Tries to settle the bouncing biscuit. Goes D to D to Schultz below the goal line. Zach comes ahead with it. Mishandles the puck once or twice as Thomas Wise was in the way. Now Thiesing low right. And Scholl able to shove him back deep behind the net. Knocked him down. No penalty call. Finley now with it for Wisconsin in his own zone. Can't clear. Played by Riley Hughes. A healthy scratch last night. Hughes in the lineup, New York Rangers draft choice. Now Quinn Finley, 1-on-4, gets through three Buckeyes and whacks it down deep. He'll head to the Badgers bench for a change. Bolotichuk back out there defensively with Dexheimer. Dick Fitzgerald and Tassie, the Badgers forward line. Tyson Dick after it. Patrick Guzzo, right wing of the Ohio State zone, eventually flipped out to center. With it now is Montez. Little left-hander looking. Turns and puts it towards the front of the net. Broken up by Pilatichuk out to the blue line. Knocked down by Klee, and he'll dump it right back down in. 8:40 to go, first period. No score here between Wisconsin and Ohio State. Badgers with a win, with pull within 1 point of first-place Michigan State. Dick refeeding Fitzgerald on a give-and-go. Christian couldn't get his stick down because he was being hooked, and a penalty coming up on Ohio State. Badgers will get a power play when we come back. 8:26 left in the first. No score. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Wisconsin gets a Kunis power play at second of the first period after a hooking penalty on Matt Cassidy at 11:34. What'd you think of the first power play?
They're almost scared to make a mistake. Is that a good way of
sure.
holding their stick really tight?
Yeah.
How about just let loose one of these days?
Yep. David Cilia in particular. Oh, a no-look pass down low right. Here's Bantle wraparound. Stopped by Turnus. Loose puck. Cilia had a chance but couldn't lift it. Didn't get anything on it. DeSaint foul shot then blocked in front.
I think the most surprised person on that power play was Bantle because two guys went after the puck in the corner and he had just had to walk out.
Oh, my gosh. And he came from the low right and came right in front. And Turner's got his pad on it. Cilia now dot shot. That's blocked. Ricocheted to the top of the right ring. Settled down by Lucius. Finds Ben Dexheimer. Power play continues for another minute 24. DeSaint foul left wing. Open man straight away. Dexheimer tries to settle the bouncing puck. Finally does. Lucius to Dexheimer. Dexheimer, left wing, DeSaint foul. Playing perimeter hockey, long-range shot blocked down. Loose puck goes far side. Cleed heaved it ahead, intended for Thiessing. He can't clear. Badgers have it, Cilia. Open man slot, Lucius. Looks backside left, and the puck deflected and knocked down by DeSaint foul. Badgers still have it. Lucius with the puck. He should have shot from the slot. Here's Cilia, set up by Lucius, and he rocketed it high. Missed the net by foot or two over the goaltender. Long-range shot now. Knocked down in front. Bantle reaches for it. Goes to the corner. Bricky tries to clear. Bantle wiped him out. No penalty. Eventually, Ohio State cleared to center with 40 seconds left on the Wisconsin power play.
Steve Rolick is irate over that because the penalty that was called for hooking was a pretty minor penalty. Not a major hook by any stretch of the imagination. And when Bantle went into the corner, he just about ripped the kid's feet right out from underneath of him with a hook and nothing was called.
Tyson Dick, nice pass, open man right wing, Fitzgerald puts it in front, an aerial feed that Lindmark couldn't redirect on goal. And then it's thrown right up the middle of the ice and out through neutral ice. And the Badgers, Plotichuk goes to get it with 10 seconds left on the man advantage. Wisconsin 0 for 4 last night, about to be 0 for 2 tonight. Here's Fitzgerald now, 3 seconds left. Forced to the far wing wall, and he forced a pass that was deflected out to center. Buckeyes back at full strength, and now Fitzgerald tied up with Messina. Buckeyes looking for a penalty, still nothing called. Now low left, a shot blocked by Wisconsin's Tassi, gathered in by Cassidy. Straight away now it's the defenseman Johnson, open Stephen Holliday, shoots one, saved by McClellan. It goes about 30 feet up in the air, and then batted down by Tassi. Delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin. Backdoor man open, Cassidy couldn't catch it. He had a lane to the nets, and now eventually Palatichuk intercepts, and that will draw the whistle, and Wisconsin will now be shorthanded in a scoreless first period with 5:55 left.
Nobody seems to know who the penalty's on, especially the Badgers, so you get into a situation where I've never said this about referees, but I'm in a situation where I think that nice makeup call. Even up call, makeup call, whatever you want.
Sure.
Interference the call is the official call, and Christian Fitzgerald will make his way into the penalty box, and the Badgers will be shorthanded for the first time tonight. And hopefully our premier penalty killers can keep up their good work.
Yeah, the Badgers PK, 2 for 2 last night. Been outstanding. Last four games, killed off 12 straight. The penalty kill better than 90% this season, fourth best in the country. And Lindmark won the draw. Horbach got a piece of it to get it out to center. Buckeyes elected not to touch, and so the Badgers with possession and turning and firing it all the way down is David Cilia. I think they took Lindmark on the penalty, even though Fitzgerald's up on the board. I don't see Lindmark out there.
Usually it's Lindmark.
Yeah. Usually it's Lindmark and Horbach, but Cilia started with Horbach, and now DeSaint Fowles out there. So let's keep an eye open for Owen Lindmark. Puck chopped to the far corner. Rolls harmlessly behind the net.
Atta
Mike Warlicki turns and flings it all the way down.
Good job.
Minute 15
Here
to go.
Here comes Lindmark.
Now Lindmark's out there. Nope. Yep, Cilia and Lindmark. Yep. Cilia, they skate right by him at center ice. And then Holiday, nice move around Kerr. Backside pass for Bricky, who'd snuck down the near side but couldn't reach it. Buckeyes try to set things up. Ohio State's power play about 18% this season. And again, 0 for 2 last night. Only two shots on goal in 4 minutes, and Kerr took a hit as he got to the puck far side and able to clear it past Holloway and all the way down.
All legitimate, though.
Yeah.
Kept his elbows down, kept his stick down. Ohio State player, solid check.
So the Buckeyes come across. Davis Burnside to Guzzo. Spins it down to the corner. First man there, Vorlicki. Chopped away from him by Burnside. Far wing wall. Carfagna looking in the slot. Man open. Can't get Johnson the puck. Burnside with it out to the point. Johnson finds Carfagna, works to his left. Now far side, it's Burnside. Carfagna walks the line. Johnson, top of the right circle, steps towards the dot. Cut off by Scholl. Puck came free to Montez. He turns and shoots. Oh, he was going up high. Blocker side. Missed the net. Horbach can't reach it to clear, but the penalty to Wisconsin's Fitzgerald now over. Just as Sawyer Scholl picked up the loose puck and sent it down Ohio State's way. Wisconsin gets the job done on its first penalty kill of the night.
A lot of similarities in the power play for Wisconsin and Ohio State. A lot of perimeter work.
Puck back below the Wisconsin goal line, protecting Cassidy, and then he threw it right to the stick of Palatichuk, but he couldn't clear. Johnson, little head fake, stutter step, turns and throws it to open ice near side. Klee will bank it off the corner wall, found its way to Cassidy, loose in front. Oh, somehow McClellan kept that shot out from Sam
Decutt,
and he's down on his right side, and the penalty coming up on Ohio State. Here comes Kerr with Finley. Topol shoots one off the blocker of Curtis, and Kerr goes into the Ohio State netminder, and he seems to be fine, and I think McClellan is too.
Could very well be. I'm not 100% sure. Messina will be the young man taking the penalty. I didn't see what happened exactly in front of the net. There was kind of chaos in front of the net, let's put it that way. And Messina ends up taking a... Oh, yeah, he just put his elbow right in the back of the goaltender.
Right in the back of his head. No need for that. And then Palatichuk shoved Messina down. McClellan appears to be fine. 16:44, the time of the penalty on Messina for roughing the goaltender. A third Kunitz power play of this first period. Still no score.
And second penalty for Dalton Messina.
He likes to muck it up, does Messina, the graduate student from Macomb, Michigan. And Ohio State wins the puck and is chipped past the point man, Dexheimer. Good speed, Guzzo one-on-two. Big left-hander, co-captain, turns right into Dexheimer, lost the puck, but falling down was DeSaint Foul. Thiesing there to pick it up. He takes it to the corner, and he's pinned there by Lucius. And now it's pulled away by Dexheimer. Slides it up the middle of the ice for David Cilia. Power play for the Badgers, late first period. Cilia across the line, patient, finds DeSaint Foul. Now Dexheimer, open man is Lucius, walks back towards the wall to the hash mark. Cilia sets, turns, scores! David Cilia! Power play goal, the Badgers with a 1-0 lead.
Did you hear that huge sigh of relief that just came off the ice surface from David Cilia? It's like, okay, the proverbial saying is, I just got the monkey off my back. God, can I fly now? Nice play.
First
set it up well. Cruz Lucius just right on the tape, and Cilia just turns around, and, you know, he's not looking, he's just shooting, and that happens to be one of the success areas that most power play goal scorers are. They know where they're going before they get the puck.
David Cilia getting a big hug from Matty DeSaint Foul on the bench. Cilia's first goal in 11 games. He hadn't scored since a beauty set up by Lucius against Michigan Tech and Houghton back in October. Power play goal at 17:23. Cilia's second goal as a Badger. Cruz Lucius gets the primary assist. Ben Dexheimer, the other helper. 1-0 Wisconsin with the lead. And on the attack, Lindmark right wing with Bantel and Horbach. And Lindmark shoots one low right. Sticked aside by Turnus as Horbach drove the net. Bantel now in the left corner, protecting away from Klee. Horvath-Bantle now lost it to Holiday. He throws it behind the cage, and that's where Wahlberg gets it. Oh. Right up the middle of Holiday. He spins away from Bantle. And the puck taken away by Lindmark. And then retrieved by Jake Dunlop.
As I saw that pass come up the center and I saw Bantle coming across, I could see drool coming out of his mouth because he knew that once the guy got the puck, he was going to die.
Burnside to Klee, patient, looking, tries to bounce it ahead to Montez, but over his stick, and icing called on Ohio State. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Well, a big goal. Yep. Let's put it that way. And a big sigh of relief from the coaching staff and, of course, from David Cilia. A power play goal, as you mentioned, 0 for 4 last night, 0 for 2 to start off. And now on this one, finally some pay dirt.
Badgers win the faceoff. Dexheimer down low, Scholl, turnaround pass through the low slot. Gobbled up by Dick. Now he went short side. It may have hit Tassie, maybe the right shoulder of the goaltender. Puck out through center ice, and Dexheimer retreats to get it. He banks it off the boards and out to center. Gathered in there by Bricky, and now Guzzo will hammer it in right corner to left. Scholl falls down. Montez with it. Left dot. Fans on a shot. Loose puck comes out to Bricky. Low right, Guzzo to his forehand. He kicks the puck. Didn't get anything on it because Dick had blocked it with his stick. And it slid right to McClellan, who covers for a faceoff in 58.6 seconds to go in the first.
Well, I'll ask you a trivia question, but I don't know if you'll know the answer.
Okay.
What is Scooter Bricky's real name? I don't know either. I'm just asking.
I'll find that out for you.
But he's on the all-name team as far as I'm concerned. Anybody with the name Scooter, who is a very fleet young man, deserves to be on the all-name team.
Faceoff in the Wisconsin zone, won by the Badgers now. Borlicki ahead to Finley. Finley tied up a bit by the defenseman Carfagna. And now through neutral ice, Cassidy, slowed by Vorlicki. Those two go at it below the goal line. Rimmed around to the near side, it's Bricky. Bricky to the right wing. And it was Des Hutt, who was
the penalty
skating out near center, but there's a penalty behind the play.
Yep, Mike Vorlicki's making his way to the penalty box. I don't know if he retaliated. As the puck came around the boards, I was watching the puck out here by the near blue line, and the referee... referee was standing in front of the net with Vorlicki and I think, oh, I can't remember who the Ohio State player was, but didn't really get a good look at his number. But Vorlicki must have retaliated because they had collided earlier right behind the net.
Yeah. Second power play for Ohio State. Vorlicki cross-checking at 19:27. Badgers steal the puck. Horvath, sauce pass, finds Lindmark. He cuts in right in front, shoots, and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark! It's 2-0 Wisconsin!
Can't say that we haven't seen that before by any stretch of the imagination. Beautiful scramble at the blue line. Out Horvath comes with the puck, and Lindmark just bolts. I mean, he took off. He's like, give me the thing. I need it. And he gets it and pulls it to his backhand, to his forehand, and then turns around and top shelves it. Badgers up 2-0 on special teams. Power play goal and shorthanded goal.
Beauty of a goal there by Owen Lindmark. Career high 7th for the fifth-year senior. The Badgers score at 19:37 to make it 2-0. Ohio State on a power play to wrap up this period, and they've been outscored on it. Here's Carfagna, right wing, stops after some pressure. What's he going to do? Burnside out to Johnson, couldn't handle the pass, and that'll do it for the period. The Badgers score 2 in the final 2:37. A power play goal from David Cilia, a shorthanded goal from Owen Lindmark, and the fans come to their feet here in Madison. Sixth-ranked Wisconsin on top 2-0 after 20 minutes of play. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs with Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation. Foamular insulation panels are moisture resistant and rugged enough to be used anywhere, even underground. Plus, these pink panels are available in many different sizes and thicknesses to fit any project. Pick up your pink insulation panels and start saving today. Remember, a Menards gift card makes a great gift.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Scores his seventh career shorthanded goal. He's now tied for seventh in school history in shorthanders with James Boyd, Rod Romanchuk, Mike Eaves, Paul Houck, and Blaine Moore, set up by Jack Horbach at 1937. That after David Cilia scored a power play goal at 17:23 from Cruz Lucius and Ben Dexheimer. It's quite a way to end the first period. 2-0 Wisconsin.
Everybody and their brother who's been associated with hockey says that five-on-five hockey is just a chess match. Special teams wins and loses you games. If I'm Coach Rolick, I'm saying exactly the same thing as what all coaches will say. We are losing the special teams battles. We are in a situation where we're not very good at on the special teams. And so we get into a situation where we've got to be better on the special teams because we're very, very good at five on five, and they were.
Mm-hmm. So the Badgers with a power play and shorthanded goals, it's 2-0 Wisconsin as we hit the American Family Insurance first intermission report. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Introducing the goalies that are here.
Yeah.
There's Dauber.
Dauber. Look at Jake Soper.
Shane Conley.
Hey! Oh my.
And Brian Alexander.
Thank you.
Thank you all for all your contributions to Wisconsin Men's Hockey and making our program goal of you.
That's awesome.
Mark Bear, stand-up goalie, great athlete, and he came up from the JV, and so it took him a year and a half.
Hey, Augustine?
And then he just...
I don't hear any commercials.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
There's 13 shots on goal in the opening period to Ohio State 7. Kyle McClellan perfect again in the opening period. Logan Turnus with 11 saves. Badgers in that first period had three power plays finally converted on the third after really struggling there.
And again, as I said, David Cilia, just a huge sigh of relief. And you could look over there and everybody on the bench and the coaching staff in particular was exhaling quite well because it was a special teams period. And as a coach, I can honestly say that if you've got three power plays and they've got two, you know, that's 10 minutes of the game that are in a situation where it's not 5-on-5. It's hard to coach when it's all discombobulated like that.
Yeah, Badgers perfect on the penalty kill, 2-for-2. So Wisconsin's up 2-0 as we head to period number two. That'll start in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
A 2-0 lead against Cilia from Lucius and Dexheimer on a power play. Lindmark from Horbach and Palatichuk on a shorthanded effort. The pass by Horbach, too, that sprung Lindmark. That was a sweet sauce that hit the back side of Lindmark's stick. He made a nice catch and then cut right to the right into the slot and shot it back where the goaltender came from. That was a beautiful play. And off the draw, puck goes sailing into the crowd. Over the corner boards and yeah, out of play. That was wild.
Weird.
Yep.
As I was watching Coach Rolick and the rest of his coaching staff come out, I'm pretty sure that Colin Conforst had a piece of his ear missing because Rolick was pretty much in it the whole time.
Ohio State starts on a power play, and the Badgers win the draw. Lindmark doing the honors, and the Badgers dump it in. And the first man to the puck in the Ohio State zone is Jack Horbach off the left wing wall. Tried to shoot it and was partially deflected. Lindmark leans his shoulder into Thiesing, and the puck taken away by Wahlberg. Up ahead to center. Tapped back by Bricky, who's got it again right in front of his own bench. He'll dump it in. Karam's to the near side boards. After it there is Kerr, and oh, he ran right into the corner wall as he cleared, and that looked like it stung him a little bit in the right shoulder. Buckeyes have it now. Here's Wahlberg. Ohio State 0-6-1 in Big Ten play this season. Only 8 goals scored in 7 conference games. And great work by Dexheimer. Stephen Holliday, very gifted young man, trying to do it all by himself. Couldn't get through the Badgers' defense, and Dexheimer just took it away from him and cleared.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of defensemen that wish they had Dexheimer's stick.
Yeah, Dexheimer with another assist. He's got 12 points this season. Carfagna now, left-handed defenseman, skates to the right corner. Flips it around to the left corner now. Dexheimer beat Guzzo to the puck, and Dexheimer clears, and the Badgers change their penalty killers. Only 12 seconds left of the power play for Ohio State.
And not a legitimate shot on net that I'm aware of.
Nope, not at all. Here comes Montez, forced to pass. Carfagna looking to refeed. Redirect in front off the stick of Davis Burnside. Went wide. Badgers at full strength. Vorlicki out of the box. Wisconsin will clear out to center. Bounces to Tassie. Left wing charging in Fitzgerald. Pass back to Tassie. Deflected by Johnson. Taken back by Ohio State's Guzzo. Big fella can skate. Now Montez. Left circle. Skates in closer. Shot comes free. And then McClellan dives back and makes a remarkable glove save to his left. He came out right in and had to really push off with his right skate. I don't know how he stopped that puck with his glove hand wide open in front of the net.
David Burnside is the guilty party for Ohio State. He didn't get much on it. It kind of flopped into the crotch area of the goaltender. And you get into a situation where sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
Oh.
And that was one of those times.
Wow. Kyle McClellan has been outstanding again here tonight. 2-0 Wisconsin. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff on the rush. Fitzgerald off balance shot fought off by Turnus. Puck came free right circle. Shot by Vorlicki. Sticked aside by Turnus. The shaft of his stick to the far corner. And now lifted out to center by Ohio State. Foot race. And McClellan well out of his net, realizing that he had a better chance to play the puck than Zach Scholes or Mike Vorlicki with Cassidy coming down. Badgers have the puck. Dick ahead to Scholl. Left-hander drops off right wing Tassie. Lifted his head, now chased the puck down. Fires it back behind the cage, and it rolls along the kick plate out to center. Jugnauth now defending Thiessig. He flies into the offensive zone, forced wide by Jugnauth, who skates right with him. Good play. Straight away now, Bricky. Right side low, shot right through the paint by Carfagna. And ricocheted off the corner and all the way out to center. And Jugnauth on Bricky again.
Just poor checking forward, defenseman, back checking, whatever. Whatever. Put me where you want.
It's like my older brother chasing me back when I was a kid. He could never catch me. Jugnauth was trying. Lead feed, partial break. Here's Finley now. Backhand. No, he can't get it off. Penalty coming up on Ohio State.
Yeah, he didn't
drew
get the shot
to his
off
backhand.
As a hook.
Yep, here's now Jugnauth. Left side, extra attacker for the Badgers. Delayed penalty on Ohio State. Jugnauth cross ice. Puck deflected. No possession, though. Badgers still with it. Charlie Stramel throws it to the corner. Off the end boards now, Ohio State has it. And the penalty will be called. And hitting the sin bin for Ohio State will be Carfagna. 2 minutes for hooking. Badgers get a Kunis power play, 1-for-3 here tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where everything that the Badgers have been throwing up for quote unquote.
They're going to give Finley a penalty shot.
Ooh.
Wow.
This is something that people in Wisconsin haven't seen very much.
I have not. They gave him a penalty. Wow. Here comes Finley. He's got a penalty shot. Picks up the puck at center ice off to his right. The left-hander now cutting to the slot. Looking, shooting, and scoring. He beat Turnus blocker side. Penalty shot for Quinn Finley. 3-0 Wisconsin.
Well, the infracting team gets the opportunity. You can either take the penalty shot or take the penalty, and they elected, because it was on a scoring opportunity, to take the penalty shot. I'm assuming that they had a lot more faith in their goaltender than you would think.
Did that warrant a penalty shot?
I wonder if Giacomini will give him an assist.
Did that warrant a penalty shot, honestly? The hooking penalty, and there was a stick infraction. Yes, he didn't pull his arms off, though. I'm surprised.
The offending team gets the right to have the option.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, should it have been, they've been given a penalty shot. I didn't think that penalty warranted a penalty shot. It was a penalty, yes, but it warranted a penalty shot? Quinn Finley gets the goal, though. Badgers want more. Bantle shoots one into the breadbasket of the goaltender, Turnus, and he hangs on. 3-0, Wisconsin with the lead. Finley gets his fourth goal of the season, just his second in the last 15 games. Remember, Quinn scored two in his Badgers debut in the season opener against Augustana back in October.
Then he went on vacation in the scoring department. Took a little break.
He did. But he's back on the score sheet now. Had a couple of chances last night, you may recall. Hit the post once. You also remember at North Dakota when Wisconsin got shut out 2-0. He rung the iron twice. Badgers in the defensive zone. Buckeyes dump it down in. Guzzo leans into Vorlicki. Pair of captains. Vorlicki tumbles down. The Badgers have possession. Lodge up to center. DeSaint foul. Drop pass Lucius. Looking. He finds an open man. Lodge, but the pass handcuffed Daniel and out to neutral ice it comes. Montez pressuring Vorlicki. Mike able to play the puck back into the Ohio State zone, and then the Buckeyes misfire. They need a change anyway. 4.5 minutes into the second period, the Badgers lead 3-0. Wisconsin then coughed it up. An errant pass ricocheted off a skate. The Buckeyes fired from the left wing, missed the net. Carfagna now with it. He'll pitch it to the right corner. Cassidy goes to get it. Lodge on him. Cassidy cuts back. Wrap around backhand. Puck loose in front. Cleared out of harm's way by Celia. That will be icing on the Badgers. 15:11 to go here in the second period. A 3-0 Wisconsin lead.
A little too many circles instead of stopping and starting. And once the puck's turned over, you stop on a dime and get back into your position. This line in particular with this defensive pair, a little too many circles, a little too many dipsy doodles when they lose the puck.
Don't get too cute, right?
Yeah, I guess that's the best way to say it, is that you're up 3-0 and you think you're invincible.
Yeah, it's more fun to say dipsy doodles, though.
Yes.
As opposed to, you know, well, Badgers win the faceoff and they'll get it out to center. Long angled pass to Lucius. Catches. Carfagna on him. Cruz will dump it in, but needs a change. Last time the Badgers scored on a penalty shot, January 19th, 2018. Do you remember?
Nope.
Trent Frederick.
Oh, yes. I
Cale
do remember
Morris,
it now.
Notre Dame first period of that game. Last time the Badgers attempted one, it was Tarik Baker a couple of years ago against Michigan State. Oh, here's Christian Fitzgerald. Stick handling move of beauty, but then when he tried to pass to Simon Tassie, it was nowhere near him. Delayed penalty coming up here on Ohio State. Puck played into the Buckeye zone. Bricky after it. Whistle blows, and the Badgers will get yet another power play.
Ouch.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds we take for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posicki and Perrin back here at the Kohl Center, and that time Matt Cassidy with a two-hand chop across the forearms of Tyson Jugnauth knocked the stick out of his hands, and the Badgers get another power play at 5:34.
And Cassidy spending his second two-minute minor in the penalty box.
Ohio State wins the faceoff and clears. Well, it's hard to score when you have fewer skaters on the ice than the opposition.
Ooh.
Now the Badgers, a near steal by Guzzo. Eventually he picks up the puck, skates it into the Wisconsin zone, but the Badgers triple team him along the wall and now have possession. Here they come. 90 seconds left on the Kunis power play. DeSaint foul, Lucius across the line. He walks. Lucius, toe pull, shot one, and he shot it, the stick, out of the hand of the goaltender, Turnus. He reached out with his right arm, now stickless. The puck loose after DeSaint foul shot one, knocked down in front of the goaltender, who reaches for his stick now and picks it up.
I guess there must have been some mustard on that shot if it can knock the goaltender's stick right out of his hand.
Goodness. Tyson Dick, nice stick handling, and then turned, tried to play it to the corner. Came free, Tassie, his shot blocked. Picked up Lucius, he just pushed it wide, low right. Lindmark after it now. Power play continues for 55 seconds. Lindmark sauce across Lucius. Lucius steps toward the dot. He pulls the trigger loose in front. Rebound. Tassie scores. Power play goal for the Badgers. 4-0.
Yeah, Ohio State in the initial game last night, very aggressive on the penalty kill. Tonight in the first period, very aggressive on the penalty kill. And as a result of that, but now these last two, they've just kind of gone to a standard box, and Tassie was allowed to stand in front. Pretty sure we're going to see a goaltending change here, sir.
You are correct. Riley Herbst Jr. from Colorado will come in to make his third career appearance. Second game played for Herbst this year. No record, 531 goals against and 900 save percentage. So that will do it for Logan Turnus. Only the second time he's been pulled this season. And Herbst comes in at the 6:45 mark.
They give the official scoring, at least on our tablet. It says Simon Tassie power play goal from Cruz Lucius and Owen Lindmark. I did not see Lindmark.
Yep. He had changed for the second power play unit. Lucius just elected to stay out there.
Really?
Which he tends to do.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, yeah. When the power play's going on, Cruz doesn't like leaving the ice. Good breakout by the Badgers. Here's Bantle now. He'll dump it down in, giving chase Charlie Stramel. And then he puts a big check on Carfagna legally. Sawyer Scholl throwing his body around on Stephen Holliday. May have gotten away with a hook. Holliday skates around him, and up to center he comes. He gets by Lucius, trying to walk through Lodge. Nice play by Stephen Holliday. Got a backhander off from 3 feet out. Pushed it through the crease. And then on the near side wall, Jake Dunlap just got upended by Wisconsin Sawyer Scholl, and a penalty on Wisconsin. Power play coming up for the Buckeyes. A 4-0 Badgers lead.
You said about Stephen Holliday, he's 6'4", 210 pounds, and he just walked four Badgers in a row to get down by the net and made a very good cross-ice pass on his back.